Nerds on the Rocks, episode 24.
Wow.
The Jack Bauer Power Hour experience. Well, I guess that fits, being that we're talking about TV as well.
Are we talking about 24?
Wait. Joining me this...
Can we talk about TV shows that have ended?
If it's within this year, I don't want anything like 2 years, 3 years ago, then it's just going to be like an hour of us... Yeah, so joining me this week, if they would get through the introduction.
What introduction?
Are our friends to the north, and I don't want to insult Canada because I've already done that once today on the other podcast.
Oh, jeez.
I give up, man. I don't care. I'm not even patriotic. I don't stand up during the anthem. I know your anthem better than mine, so whatever.
Well, doesn't your anthem just say, "Oh, Canada"?
No.
Pretty much.
No, it's our home and native land, damn it.
What else does it say?
Something true about moose love? And Molson. I'm assuming they mention ice hockey at some point.
Yeah. Well, there's a crouching moose, hidden squirrel.
And there's some snow.
That's right. And I hear two beavers are better than one.
Oh.
They're twice the fun. Ask anyone.
You wouldn't.
I assume nobody here watches How I Met Your Mother.
I've seen a couple episodes.
Okay. So nobody gets that reference. Anyhow, we have Eric and Dylan from Canada, which national anthem has beavers and moose and snow and hockey. And
hidden squirrels.
And hidden squirrels. For some reason, that makes me think of Secret Squirrel. And Nicholas from... I'll make him say where he's from, because I... Was it Philadelphia or the city of... For the F yourself?
I'm living in the future, so my presence is the past. My presence is a present. Kiss my ass. That's right, I dropped some Kanye on you, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't get that reference either.
You should listen to the new Kanye West CD. No. It's banging. It's amazing. It is so goddamn amazing.
I hate it.
I know, but that's
why... You haven't listened to it. How can you hate it?
That's why it's so awesome, because it's completely about how much of an asshole he is.
Oh, well. I don't need his music to tell me that.
Fair enough. And this week, as we mentioned before, we're discussing TV shows, past, present, no future. That gets iffy, especially if you're on NBC or Fox, because you probably won't last the season.
There is no future. Yep. There is no fate but the fate we make.
X-Files.
Terminator 2.
whatever.
Some sci-fi thing, right? It's all the same to you.
X-Files is fight the future.
So I guess we can start off by talking about some of the shows we watch currently on TV. Let's go with Eric.
Well, besides The Walking Dead?
Let's
start with Stargate. I like me some Stargate. Stargate Universe is on right now, and it's even better than the last two series. Whereas, I don't know, I think it... What am I trying to say here? It's better than the next generation of Star Trek. There's quite a comparison when it comes to those two shows, you know?
Whoa.
There is, man, like, as far as longevity goes, I mean.
Okay, as long as that's the only way you're comparing it.
Well, yeah, because I think SG-1 is the longest-running sci-fi series ever made.
Yeah.
Outside of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Ooh, Doctor Who. But this is continuous. Doctor Who keeps rebooting, doesn't it?
Well, they only rebooted once, technically. And even then it wasn't technically a reboot, because the reboot is inherent in the show itself. So it's technically just one long show with a 16-year break.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
It's a clever concept. I mean, they covered pretty much all their bases with that show. So they can keep it going as long as they want.
I suggest Stargate Universe because it's not like anything else out there. They're trying to go for stuff that you've never seen before. And they're kind of stuck on a ship. And they don't know how to get home. They're lost. It's lost in space, but better. More contemporary.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's our space cases.
Robert Carlyle's in it, and he's a mad, bad, bad man. He's such a good actor, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's...
No?
He's Renard Diamond from Films, World's Not Enough, right?
Robert Carlyle?
Yeah.
He's in Ravenous, I know that.
Yes, I think he is in that Bond film. One of the terrible Bond films.
Yeah. I try not to think of that Bond film, so...
He was also in 28 Weeks Later, Trainspotting, which is probably...
Trainspotting, that's it.
...the best thing ever. What else is
I'll agree with you on that one, man.
Else. Oh, The Full Monty. He's in that as well.
Yeah, that one wasn't so good.
So what about you, Nicholas? What do you watch?
I'll let someone else take The Walking Dead, since I'm already on a podcast for that. You know what? Boardwalk Empire. I don't know anybody else other than my friend Ryan, who is kind of on it, who watches that show. But it's awesome. It is fucking amazing.
I hear you talk about it. What is it?
It's on HBO. It is a TV show executive produced by Terrence Winter, who is one of the writers on The Sopranos. Martin Scorsese, who, if you don't know who he is, go to hell. No, now you're hating me. And Mark Wahlberg is one of the producers on it as well. It is a
really?
Show about Atlantic City right at the beginning of Prohibition. And kind of like the origin of like a lot of the gangster
mob
stuff.
TV show kind of thing.
Kind of, but it's not really like mob stuff like Goodfellas or Godfather.
Godfather.
Yeah. I mean, Al Capone is a character in it, but it's Al Capone before he's Al Capone. He's like kind of like an underling.
And they get to the I know what you're saying.
It's very good. It's very good. Like it's very if you've seen Scorsese stuff, it's like a Scorsese movie just in a TV show. Like there's awesome
that's quite
shots.
The bold statement I'd have to say, man.
Well, he did direct the first episode.
Really?
Yes.
Well, why isn't everybody watching this show?
They are. It's just none of my friends are.
Oh, I know some friends who watch it too.
It's a huge hit.
Same here.
It's a huge hit for HBO.
I actually never heard of it before he mentioned it. So.
Well, you don't pay attention to anything.
That is so not true.
But in any event, there are some awesome shots of like scenes of violence in it. There's some great character work. It's very dramatic. It can also be very funny at times. It's just an amazingly acted and written show. And the last episode is tonight.
So you have to say goodbye to 2 of your shows this season.
Yeah, two of my shows end tonight.
Is that getting renewed?
No, the season's over.
Oh, okay.
One is over in a week and a half, and one doesn't start till April.
Which one doesn't start till April?
Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah. Well, you get the Christmas special. And I heard that's airing live in America, or the same day, Christmas day,
same
I should say.
Same day, live necessarily.
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody's going to pick Doctor Who, obviously.
I'll let someone else pick that one as well.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so we can go to Dillion.
I will pick one that ended, I don't remember when it ended, probably a month ago or so. The HBO show Bored to Death. Anyone watch that?
I've not watched that, no.
Me neither.
I heard it's really funny.
Yeah, it is.
I've not heard of this.
Tell us what it's
basically
about.
Jason Schwartzman plays this writer who is, well, not a very good writer, and he's having trouble writing his books. And he's kind of bored, hence the title. So he like puts out a drunken ad on Craigslist to become a PI, but he's not licensed. And he just gets into all these weird cases with his friends, played by Ted Danson and Zach Galifianakis.
Okay, I've seen the commercial for that. Yeah,
I want to see that too now. I like me some Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny show and just...
And it's nice to see that Ted Danson still getting work.
John Hodgman showed up a couple times in the show too, hasn't he?
Who?
John Hodgman.
Oh yes, Hodgman is like he's Jason Schwartzman's like rival, kind of. They're both writers,
awesome.
But John Hodgman's more successful.
I love everything Hodgman does ever.
Yes, so do
I. His books, hilarious.
They actually had a lot of good guest stars. They had Kevin Bacon playing a. Crazy version of himself, and then Kristen Wiig from SNL playing a crazy woman that like hired him to spy on her husband or something. Yeah, it's just well acted. The script is like written. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just written in a way that I like, and it's funny and intelligent. And I suggest watching it.
How many episodes was it?
I think there's 8. This was the second season this year, and then there's another season the year before. I think there are like 8 episode seasons. It's coming back for a third one.
How many episodes is Boardwalk Empire?
12.
Okay.
HBO tends to take the same approach the BBC does. They do like
shorter
season, but then it's it's always just fried gold.
Except if you're Entourage.
Well, I've never watched that, so I can't speak to the quality.
Yeah, I've never seen it either.
No, Entourage is a show that has its ups and downs.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
See, that makes me think of one of the first HBO shows I got into was Oz. And I've got them all on DVD, and the seasons are, like, I mean, I think the first one is 8 episodes, and the next one's 12. The third one's another 8, and then the fourth season is, like, 32 episodes.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It's they do what this, South Park does, where they have, like, half a season, like how South Park would air from, like, March until April, and then they take a break, and then they air from the end of October to November. Mm. And it takes seven. So Entourage, like, there was, I think it was between seasons 4 and 5, they had, like, season 4 finale, and then 2 weeks later, season 5 premiered, but then season 6 didn't premiere for another year.
Wow.
Yeah, the show is mishandled so poorly. And, like I said, the seasons vary in quality. I guess that would put it towards me and the TV show I watch. And let's see, that's kind
Entourage?
Of... Well, I don't want to talk about Entourage because I like the show. It's just not...
I thought that was your pick.
No, I was just talking about it.
That's cool.
If you want to count it as my pick, we can.
No, I've tried to watch it, and it's not my cup of tea.
It's not, because you see, the thing with Entourage, and I guess it is going to be my pick at this point, is that Entourage to me has no likable main characters. Like, it's about a bunch of rich Hollywood types who are douches who care about getting high and having sex. So, it's like, you know, they're not relatable. It's just like they're the cool kids in class, and you just kind of want to see what adventures they go on.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and I have Ari Gold. He's an awesome character.
Anybody else watch it? Nobody?
Nope.
No,
negative. I don't have HBO.
Neither do I.
I do.
I'm sure. Oh.
I'm also very picky about the things I am acquiring through shady means.
You can say you can download them. So I guess we're back in the circle, which brings us back to Dylan.
Me!
No, Eric was first. Yes, go.
Oh, man. Great. At least I...
All Canadians sound the same to me.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. What's my other pick?
You didn't even have a pick ready?
Well, I wasn't ready.
Ready. Why are you shouting at me?
I'm not shouting. I'm sorry. You're worse than my wife. Why are you yelling at me?
That is like the second time you have compared me to your wife. It's kind of scary.
What? It is kind of scary. I'm sure she's better looking, though. So.
You know, you should be guaranteed on that one.
Yeah, I would hope so. You're throwing me off. I'm trying to think here. Move along. So I'm going to take a pass for this round. Damn it.
You can't take a pass.
I just did.
Okay, this brings us back to Nick's.
What? You didn't even have... You didn't ever pick the show? I wasn't paying attention, Peter.
You flustered me. You flustered me, and I'm confused. I don't know what to pick.
Talk about The Walking Dead.
Can I talk about an older show? No.
How old are we talking here?
I don't know. I looked over and seen Heroes. I don't want to talk about that, though. You know what show I have been watching more of, though, man? I'll tell you, Smallville. I started off with the first 4 seasons of that show, and I was like, okay, well, every episode I would pretty much stop at the last commercial break and then just move to the next episode because it was always the mush in the bar.
That's probably the best way to watch that show.
The last season, the one that's on right now, as a comic book fan, I've been enjoying the piss out of them. I like that show, and I recommend watching it. No, you guys don't? No.
I watch it
on and off because whenever I watch Smallville, it's the prime example of a show where you can just point out and it's like everything they do they get wrong from the source material.
To a point, obviously. I mean, it's whatever. It's all about. At first, it started off as teen angst, right? But I mean, now it's totally trying to capture that.
The adult angst,
more teen. I think
because it's still the same type of angst. As,
I know,
you know,
but he's older now. But he's not in high school anymore, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like I checked out a few episodes. I checked out the first, because usually the show has a really good season premiere and a really good season finale. It's the stuff in between that's usually an issue.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I come back to it after watching the first 4 seasons. I come back season 8. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, so. Like, they introduce a lot of characters, and they don't know what to do with them once they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Green Arrow's become a main fixture on the show.
That's all right. I like they got a guy who played Colonel Colonel Ty on Battlestar. He's Deathstroke. I like that. I thought that was an excellent pick. Well casted.
Yes, is Deathstroke any good in it?
I don't know. I haven't seen the episode. I just know that that's what happened.
Because I remember, what was it? Oh, Doomsday being an awful character on that show.
I heard they.
You didn't need to add that qualifier at the end. Doomsday being an awful character. There you go.
I actually like Doomsday in Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah. He's all right.
They've just pretty much made him a joke. Why do you kill? Because I have to. And that's it. Because
they put my bones outside my body, and in another universe, my name is Hulk. That's why.
Hush you. You can talk now, but you couldn't decide on your pick.
I made a decision. No, we're okay. Talking about it, obviously. Next.
Now we're back to Nicholas. Are you passing as well?
Oh, shit. Since no one else is going to talk about it, fine. The Walking Dead.
No!
I'm actually on another podcast called The Walking Dead Zomcast. Stop. Get away from my cake.
Which is an interesting podcast, though your folk sack of video game knowledge scares me.
Well, it's not that we have lack video game knowledge. I just don't care.
I understand, but come on, you didn't know the names of the Call of Duties that are the biggest franchise in gaming at the moment.
Do they involve shooting things? And
yes.
There you go. I have stated my outright distaste for shooting games multiple times.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of shooting games.
There are. That's the only genre nowadays. Genre.
So what do you want to talk about The Walking Dead?
Walking Dead is a confusing show for me.
Is it new tonight?
Yes, tonight is the season finale of it. Actually.
Oh, I guess we should mention that we're recording this on Sunday, so we don't know what happened.
Yes. Well, my guess is everyone dies.
Oh, no, no.
No, because then there wouldn't be a second season.
I know he lives in the comic books.
Yeah,
but that's the thing, though. Especially after season 5, it's like, this has nothing to really do with the comic book anymore.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah,
at this
it's
point,
like,
because the comic is a good plot ruined by a terrible dialogue.
The Kirkman again.
So you're saying that this new show is a better interpretation?
Yes and no, and this is why the show is confusing for me, is that there are points in the show that I really love. Like, I love the pilot, and I've loved some of the episodes more or less.
I've heard you complain about one.
Yeah,
I think it's episode 4.
Yeah.
And episode 4 I absolutely dropped dead, hated. And,
which I, on the other end of the scale, thought was okay. I don't know.
But episode 5, I liked a lot. And I think it just depends on who's writing and blah, blah, blah. I think the farther they've gone off the comic book, the better the show is, outside of the gangster part of episode 4.
Yeah, that was bad.
I really like that it's a really, I mean, it's like the comic book, but it's a really different take on the zombie thing, where it's not really about the zombies.
No, not at all.
Like, surviving them. Like, I find when people complain shows boring or so, that they're missing the point.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about, like, oh, how fast can we rack up zombie kills, or how creative we can get. It's about the people just trying to have a normal life with this disaster around them.
The only thing that seems odd is, and it's always in the background, is the zombies. And that's what I think is the attractive part of the show for most people.
Yeah. Like, you can have, like, episodes where there was only one or two zombies show up and...
Yeah. Or a half.
There. Or you can have the end of episode 4 where there's, like, hundreds of them.
Yeah. That I did not see coming, though. Like, I figured they were going to get rid of some characters. I didn't expect it to be that many that soon.
They got rid of all the red shirts. There's literally only one red shirt left on the show now.
Carl.
And...
No.
Oh, wait, not Carl.
By
red Chinese guy.
No, by red shirt. No, red shirt. I mean a character who I don't know the name of and isn't in the comic books.
Oh, the red shirt character.
I thought it was gonna be that. I thought it was gonna be the Hispanic guy who went with his family.
Yeah, but he fucked himself off. I mean the black woman.
Yeah.
She's the only character who I don't know her name, and she's not in the comics. So,
as far as I'm concerned,
she is deadbeat.
Because she was the one who told them about the sewer drain in the department store, so she has nothing else to contribute to the team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But hey, maybe they'll surprise me. This show's proven anything. It's that if you think it's going to follow the comic, you are probably wrong.
Well, which is a good thing, because I've read all, 77 issues, 78?
I've read up to 72? Wherever the last trade that was released.
Yeah, I was going to say, you read it in trade form, don't you?
Well, my friend had, I borrowed all the hardcovers from my one friend, and then my other friend gave me the last two trades. I read all of them in a space of like a week and a half.
Yeah, I was going to try and pick up a lot of them new black and whites that are out really cheap and see how far along I could catch up, and then I decided I didn't want to. I just wanted the show to be the experience I was going to get. And I enjoy it, man. I don't know. It's not bad. It's not awesomest, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's got potential. I mean, I'm sorry, we've got a season that's 6 episodes. There better be more. That's all I have to
say. Yeah, they already guaranteed a season 2.
Yeah, okay, but then what? Then let's fire the freaking writing staff, and then what?
Thing is, they didn't exactly fire the writing staff.
Well, I don't know what that's all about, it just sounds foolish.
They're not bringing them back. Because the thing, they have a, from what I understand, it's Frank Darabont, the showrunner, he's a big-time director. He did Shawshank Redemption and The Mist and a bunch of other good movies. He's the showrunner. He wrote 2 of the episodes himself and then basically rewrote the other 4.
Except so they're going.
No, he. My, I think he did some polish on that, but no. Robert Kirkman actually wrote Batos.
Yeah, I knew that.
So that explains a lot about that. But I think they're going for the BBC model, like with Doctor Who and Torchwood, where they have like one guy who's in charge of everything, and then they bring other people in to write specific episodes, guy goes over them.
Which is the norm, isn't it?
With British stuff, not necessarily in the United States, no.
Well, from what I understand, you get a team together, and then you decide who's going to write what, but everybody's on the same page.
Well, kind of. I think there's some shows where you can tell more than others where there's different writers per episode, just like how they write and how the pacing goes.
Like stuff with like The Simpsons, they have individual writers per episode, but then they have a writing room where everybody throws their ideas out, and that gets put in the script. And that's how most American television works.
Okay, good show.
So I guess we're moving on to Dylan now.
I haven't got one. I wonder if anyone's seen this. Mad Men.
Oh, I haven't, and I want to so badly.
It's all over Netflix.
It's over Canadian Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the first things I remember they mentioned in Canada, and I was so pissed off at them. I did, however, pick up all the first three seasons on Amazon on Black Friday for $30. So
yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah, my friend did too.
I'm not allowed to.
Nice.
But I didn't allow myself to.
That's the willpower. I've seen the first half of the first season, and it's an interesting show. It was just, I said before, it's what I call a Zoom show, which is a show I put on my Zoom for when I travel, and
Zoom? You're the only person I know who uses Zoom.
It happens.
I know one other person who uses them. You offered to sell it to me.
It's a nice device. It works. That's all I need to know. But yeah.
But anyways, well, okay. I've only seen seasons 1 and 4. I've heard 3 wasn't all that great. But 1 and 4 I've liked a lot.
How does that work?
What do you mean?
I would assume that there's something you'd have to see in 2 and 3 to get to 4.
Well, I saw, like, I only started watching this the year before 4 started. I watched the first season because my sister borrowed it on DVD, so I watched that. And then I couldn't see 2 and 3, so I just watched, like, YouTube synopsises or whatever you call them, of the second and third season, just plot points, and then mostly understood 4, I guess. Some stuff did confuse me, but I got through it alright.
Racer, you should be picking up.
Oh, anyways, what I was going to say was that John Hamm, I'll say one thing about that show, John Hamm can act the shit out of it when he wants to.
As long as you don't say you want John Hamm to be Superman.
I do want John Hamm to be Superman, but that's a topic. That's a topic for another podcast.
Yeah, but he's too old.
That's my biggest issue, is he looks too old for the part.
He's an awesome Lex Luthor.
I don't know about that. He probably looks really weird bald.
Well, why does he have to be bald? Lex wasn't always bald.
Yeah, but most people have that image of him. I guess you have Richard. No, not Richard. What's his name? Gene?
Why does Batman need a cape? I mean, they just get in the way.
Yeah, that's foolishness.
I was watching Kick-Ass yesterday, and I thought capes were a bad idea when he tries one. Briefly.
My favorite capes is Incredibles.
Yeah,
no capes.
That's
scene.
Exactly what I was thinking of. Incredibles. Oh, capes. No capes.
But back to Mad Men.
Well, since no one's seen it, I don't really know what to say without anyone to bounce off of, but it's a good show and I recommend it, I guess.
Okay.
13 episode seasons, though, like...
AMC HBO shows.
Stuff. Yeah, and AMC yeah. stuff. Which
I think Breaking
good.
Bad is kind of like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what? I'm pretty sure.
So, yeah, not bad.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Now I actually get to pick one this time, and I am going to go with... Let's go with Chuck. Which
oh, yes.
is an interesting show. It's kind of, like, it has its ups and downs like most shows. I think the first season was okay. The second season's really strong. The first half of the third season's pretty poor. Second half of the third season's pretty good.
That's what I started watching.
Season four has good episodes and not so good episodes. But it's an interesting show. I think they kind of rely too much on nerd fandom at times.
Yes.
And Subway advertisement. There shouldn't be a scene dedicated in almost every episode to describing a new sub that Subway's promoting.
Like it does seem like that.
Like the whole wheat meatball marinara with melted Parmesan cheese. It sounds good, but they don't need an entire scene dedicated to that. But yeah, it's I love the cast. Zach Levy, Alec Baldwin, and Ivana. I'm not even going to try to pronounce her last name, but hot.
I think it's Ivana.
I want to hump.
She is so hot, and I swear the producers, writers, directors, somebody on that show has a bet going to see how skimpy they can make her outfit go each and every week.
Anyway.
I mean, she's dressed up as a schoolgirl, she dressed up as a hot dog vendor, which you wouldn't think would be that hot. She's had several fights in the water with just like a tank top on. Yeah, it's like every episode, they try to find some way to get her in this really revealing outfit. I don't fan them.
Didn't so you like wear every a time Chuck's coming at one on? Point?
What? A what?
I said, didn't you wear a Slave Leia costume at one point or something?
I believe so. I think this was in Chuck's fantasy, though.
I wish I had a soundboard, because I could have put a record scratch right when they both went, what?
But yeah, it's an awesome show. You get some. It's a really good spy TV show, which there aren't many nowadays. And you get Kung Fu, because
yep.
he knows Kung Fu again.
That tangent so, kind of made me angry when they did that.
Which was doing the Kung Fu again, or when they took the insect out of his head?
Yeah, they took it away for two episodes and then gave it back, and everything's fine again.
I was actually. I mean, I agree with you, but I was actually kind of happy that they didn't put it right back into his head, which I thought they was going to do. Like,
yeah.
It was like three episodes, I think, where he went without it, so.
Yeah.
And it was an
hey,
interesting
nerds, look, the illusion of change. Now you're going to get all angry and write letters, and then it's going to come back again. We sure know how to push your buttons, don't we? Hey, look, a Star Wars reference.
Pretty much.
Okay.
He must
I
don't have
watch
seen
that.
Every episode of it.
I don't watch it either, man.
It's a good show, but it's not for everybody.
The way that Earl describes it, it sounds like I need to grab a box of Kleenex and go watch it in a dark room by myself.
Isn't that what Smallville's for?
Is it?
Touché.
No, I've never been there with that.
Not with Lois? From what I understand, you put her in crazy costumes in every episode as well.
I remember an episode where Huck, Joey, and I think Anna dressed up as like cowgirls.
Good guy.
And like, I think this is like season 6. I could be mistaken.
I've got to go Netflix that.
that sounds bad.
Is that a euphemism? What?
Hey man, what's your address? I'll send you some Kleenex.
Is that like Firefly with that? Well, I'll be in my boat. Is that the same type of thing?
Pretty much.
Okay, moving on. We're back to Eric, who has to pick a clean show to get us back on track.
A clean show?
Yes.
I'm into my wife's picks, but she's got some pretty good taste sometimes. And I'm going with the Big Bang Theory.
Oh!
I got a story. What?
Oh!
He doesn't like
that show.
I didn't know if that was a, yeah, it's a great pick. I hate that show, grunt.
Funny. I get a good laugh out of every episode.
It's one good character and then a bunch of geek stereotypes.
What do you mean? There's three good characters. You got Sheldon, you got Rush,
You could have just stopped with the first one.
Those three guys are the funniest. Whatever. Sheldon gets to be a little too much sometimes. I'm like, yeah, that guy's like, whew. But I don't know. I like Raj and Harold. I like Harold.
Nobody likes Leonard?
Leonard sucks. Go back to Roseanne. Is that right? I don't even like Penny. Everybody's like, Penny's so hot. And I'm like, I used to bang a chick who looked like that in junior high. I'm good. No, she ain't that old.
She looked better on 8 Simple Things, 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter.
She was barely legal then. That's fine.
I think that's legal. I was barely legal. Yeah, neither, too.
I said barely legal.
But yes.
Yeah, see? What Nick said. He's a bit of a wolf. My favorite episode is when they all come in wearing the Flash costume and Raj goes, if we all stand in line, we could look like we're running in slow motion. And that I thought was hilarious. That made me cry.
It does have a lot of, like, one of the things people tried to sell me on the show with was, I think there's, like, an argument from season one about the, like, the hood of Superman and how he rescued Joyce in the first movie, how he would have torn her to pieces.
Yeah, that was good. I remember that. They get all scientific about it.
Yeah, I got into it recently. I've seen, I don't know, roughly half the episodes. Pretty funny sometimes.
My aunt's dental story goes, I didn't watch this show when it first came out, and the year that it came out, I went to San Diego Comic Con, and I walked right past these guys, and I pointed at the guy who played Leonard. I'm like, that's the kid from Roseanne, Debbie, and she was like, oh, neat, and we just kept walking. It's like 2 feet from these people, and you know what? Like 2 years later, we're both like, man, we should have stopped. We should stop. Just paid the $20 to meet them, whatever.
$20?
No, it's fucking stupid. Those you want to meet anybody famous? Oh, I'll take a picture with you and smile. Yeah, laugh. Aha, you can have $20. Oh,
want to hear something cooler?
Okay,
sure.
I was on the other side of a curtain from Bruce Campbell for like 9 hours.
The other side of
like
a
literally, curtain. Literally like separated by like I could have touched him.
Wait, I want to know why you don't like Big Bang.
Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, man.
I don't like Big Bang Theory because it trades in the worst geek stereotypes without adding anything new about them or being sympathetic.
It's 100% fact. That show is written by people who think they know what geeks are like, and that's it. That's like, they're like, hey, they like Will Wheaton. Let's put Will Wheaton on it. Hey, they like this. Let's put Lizard Spock on it. It's crap. It's a geeky show written by people who laugh at geeks.
Okay, whatever. I'm one of them guys.
Yeah, it's a standard sitcom just with the geek shit laid on top of it. That's why I don't like it. I don't like regular sitcoms.
I'm
in the fast lane right now and going 60 miles an hour, and it's making me want to commit hate crimes against Mega Man.
Well, hello, Tom. Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Hi, so I'm Tom. I haven't met anybody, so I know Earl, and I know Nick, and I know the rest of you, but I've never actually heard your voices.
Wait, you met Eric yesterday, didn't you? Or were you...
Oh,
oh, no, no, you asked when he came, and it,
yeah,
there we
go.
Yeah,
my bad.
Okay, so, yeah, we introduced Tom during our commercial break. It was the cliffhanger you didn't see coming. I guess. And, you know, we should have introduced it before the commercial break. You don't surprise the audience with something new. Like the last episode of The Walking Dead where you come back and that one character nobody's ever met before is talking to the screen.
Yep.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was, but I thought I was watching a commercial still.
Yeah, I thought it was a commercial. Like, is this a new show with Noah Emmerich in it? What's going on here?
I know what you guys are talking about.
And then it turns out, no, it's the episode.
Yeah, came out of left field, so.
Noah Emmerich always comes out of left field.
So, where are we? We are up to Nicholas, I believe. Well, actually, since Tom is new, let's go with Tom. You get to pick a TV show.
I get to pick a TV show?
Yes.
We already talked about Boardwalk Empire, Walking Dead, Big Bang Theory, Chuck, Smallville, and some other crap.
Here's the thing. I have one show. First of all, why the fuck are you talking about Chuck?
What is wrong with Chuck?
We brought a hater in. All right.
It's on. Anyway, so I want to talk about one show, but I know that our friend Nicholas has not made it through where everyone else has, which is why I'm hesitant.
You can just talk about how awesome it is. You don't have to get into specifics.
What show is this? Misfits?
Misfits.
There we go.
I've not seen it.
It's the best live-action superhero show. I'd go with that. It's no yes. Heroes.
I do genuinely, and I genuinely echo Nick's sentiments that he wrote on Twitter when he watched the first season. I do honestly believe that Misfits is the best live-action superhero show ever created.
And I think it's because they don't try to be superheroes.
Exactly. Exactly correct. Well, I mean, it's obviously been sort of hinted at in parts of the second season, but even when that's done, it's not done in a conventional way where they have these powers that are, you know, that are awesome, that they can help save the world or hurt the world. They really are just a bunch of kids that have stuff, that have disabilities happen to them that aren't outwardly awesome. Like, what the powers are not like super strength or super speed or, you know, mind control or anything like that. They're just stuff that they're kind of come to grips with. How do I even fit into reality with having these weird powers? It's a very interesting take and good take on the idea of being a superpowered individual.
Yeah, except for that, I still don't really know how useful that power would be, but...
Well, I think you've convinced me. I'm going to have to check it out. I've never even heard of it.
It's a band. Fantastic. Yes, it is.
Yeah, and it's named
that way because oh crap, I'm gonna make myself look like a total asshole and I totally forget the never mind, I got it. It's named that way because Glenn Danzig is the only recorded actual superhero on the planet.
Glenn
really?
Danzig?
Danzig?
Glenn Danzig.
Danzig, motherfucker.
Glenn Danzig is literally the human, is the human incarnation of Mighty Mouse.
Okay, sure.
I know I could, if I had enough time, I could think of a counter-argument for this, but that's too funny, I can't.
But, yeah, if you haven't seen Misfits, if you're listening to this podcast, it probably means that you love nerdy things. And if you have never watched Misfits, you're doing yourself and TV a great disservice. Season 1 is on DVD and Blu-ray. Season 2 is currently airing in the UK and can be found in several different methods in the United States. Watch this show. It is unbelievable if you like superheroes and great things and Robert Sheehan. He's awesome.
Yes, if you like people who are Irish and dicks, it's great.
But I don't like dick. I like my dick.
No, I don't mean if you like dicks. I mean the guy is Irish and he is a dick.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. He's a giant at cock and it's awesome. He's
but you do get to you
he
do
is,
get to see way
the,
too much
he
of him.
He is the world's most charismatic cunt face.
Yeah, but you also see some fantastic tits.
Really, there's titties.
Yeah, he's British.
There's probably man ass in it too.
There's sex scene in this shit. It's awesome.
Yeah, one of the girl's powers is that anybody who touches her thinks dirty thoughts and wants their.
I actually know girls like that. That's not a power. Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
No, but like violently.
Cool.
But
it is an interesting superpower. It's like Rogue. If people were turned on by touching her.
Instead of dying?
Yeah.
Wait, that's done. She doesn't do that. Or does she?
I don't know. I don't follow X-Men comics.
Me neither.
So I guess we're back to Nicodius. Or did you go? No, Nicodius.
I'm stole my pick.
Say what?
I said you stole my pick. You know what? It's not on the air right now. It actually just ended its fourth season. Venture Brothers. That is my favorite television show. Period. Full stop.
What do you do after a period?
What is your favorite television show?
The Venture Brothers.
Venture Brothers. I still have not seen anything of season 4 at all. Not even one second of it.
Get on that, son. It is... Look, we've been talking a lot about shows that make geek references. The show is one giant geek reference. But not even in the way that, like, oh, they're talking about Star Wars, or, hey, look, they've mentioned Firefly. In the way that they make references that people just don't get. They don't make a reference that someone who, like, maybe one person out of a million will be like, ah, I know what that means. I know who Klaus Nomi is. Small area to make a joke in that, like, half the people watching it aren't going to get. But it's still funny, even if you don't understand the actual mechanics of the joke. And that's why the show is so good, is that it's entertaining, and then the references and shit are on top of all that stuff. Plus, there is a villain named the Monarch, who is probably my favorite character on television, who is not the Doctor or Batman. So, yes, it is an Adult Swim show. It is the best thing ever, and you should watch all of the episodes.
How many episodes is a season?
13.
Isn't season four longer than the rest? Like, is it like 16 episodes in this one?
Yeah, season four is 16, but all the other seasons are 13. So it's not a lot to watch. And they're like a half hour episode, so get on that, kids. While they're in the break, so you have time to catch up.
I'll probably start on it after I start on Boardwalk Empire, which Nick is also adamant that I watch.
Yeah, he's already pimped that out today.
I spoke very effusively earlier.
It looks like Dylan's having issues with his connection at this moment, so that goes back.
Is that you then?
Yeah, it goes back to me, and I'm just gonna cheat and I'm gonna go with NBC's Thursday night lineup.
The Cosby Show's still on?
Because there is terrible shows in that lineup.
Yeah, I was gonna specify that. I really mean Community and The Office.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Personal Friends.
And sometimes 30 Rocks.
I tune in when Community starts and tune out when Community ends.
I'm a really huge fan of The Office. I mean, I realize that seven seasons, it's not, you know, it has its ups and downs, and some people don't like where it's went. But it's, I think it's still a consistently funny comedy show.
The Office? No way. Yeah. That first season pumped. I did not like it.
The first season doesn't count for me, because the first season is pretty much them taking the British version of the show and making it an American show. Like, the first episode in particular is pretty much the British show reshot, shot for shot.
It just wasn't
funny. Exact same script.
Yeah. But like, they started hitting their groove in the second season, third season. People, you know, varying qualities with the fourth and fifth and sixth, but I really like this seventh season myself. Community is a show that's kind of hit or miss for me. I really loved the first season. I do not like the fact that they're relying so much on movie parodies this season.
There hasn't been that many this season except for that really truly awful Space Race episode, which really wasn't good in almost any way, shape, or form.
Besides but they had that.
Like, they had so many more movie parodies at the last half of season one. With, like, the zombie parody and the gangster parody and all that
stuff.
But it's
zombie
parody.
From this season.
It was awesome. I mean, it was a great episode, but it was still just them playing within the frameworks of an action film, which is fine. But like, that show has proven that it has writers that really, truly understand how to put together a cast and how to put together a show and how to make it interesting without having to rely on, hey, you guys know this from... And, you know, like I said, it's good. I don't mind when they do it occasionally because it is legitimately funny. But it's just a little disheartening to see them go back to that well so often when they have such fantastic standalone episodes that don't rely on that.
Yeah, but most of the ones this season I felt have, there's the zombie one, there's the space race one, there was the woman Ovid's making the film, there was like the action movie chase with the conspiracy theories, and stuff like that. Like, this week's episode was really good because it was sick. You know, it was just getting to know the characters and having them in a different setting. I mean, like, this season's really been poor at being a school show because I don't think they've been in class except for, like, two episodes.
I loved this past episode of Community. I thought it may have been the strongest episode they may have ever done. It wasn't balls to the wall hilarious or anything like that, but they managed to cram in so many important character pieces and really tell you, like, really reinforce who these characters have become over the year and a half that we've been watching them. So much better than a show that's about what it's about should have been able to do. Like, that episode as a whole was some of the best writing I've seen on a mainstream sitcom in forever. It was absolutely great.
It was an awesome episode, and I was happy they didn't try to shoehorn it into some type of parody. Like, they're doing next week with the Christmas one, where it's like the stop motion.
Yeah. It's in claymation, which, you know, once again, that's cute. it's cool that they do that. And that was really my biggest problem with season one of Community was they started out, the first 10 episodes were hilarious, and they had the whole Jeff Britta, you know, dynamic going on, and they were building to something. And then after the Valentine's Day episode, they just started throwing these standalone episodes that didn't tie into shit at us, and I was like, what's going on? You were actually building a story here, and then you just gave up on it. And they came back in the last two episodes and kind of saved that, but it just confuses me that a show who's so continually arc-heavy just stops midway through and then just picks it up when they feel like it.
Well, I think part of it is to deal with NBC itself, because if I'm not mistaken, with the season one, they had to fill in three extra episodes after NBC audited. So like, sure, the final three episodes were filmed before the three episodes that preceded them. And it's the same thing that's going to happen this season, because NBC's ordered three more episodes for the end of the season.
Ah, I didn't know that they did that for the second season. I was aware that part of the problem with season one was these extra episodes that got like filmed way after that they had already completed the rest of the storyline, but I didn't know that happened again. That's, once again, it's just kind of sucks, because I don't like seeing a show that obviously is written by extremely talented people and acted by extremely talented people and developed by an extremely talented person just segue into something like The Big Bang Theory, which is just like joke of the week.
Okay, can I pause this for a second and just tell you that at 8:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, the greatest race in the history of movies has started.
Speed Racer?
Yes, there are Vikings driving a race car. There's a car that shoots bees. There's a dude in a snakeskin covered car. Also, Speed Racer has a button on his car that has a C on it, and when you push it, it just yells cunt at people.
Does it really?
That's a different
probably
version.
Probably not. I might be making that up. That might be a lie.
That's what this is. I've seen this movie several times. I don't remember that scene.
It just broadcasts a signal to every other car that yells cunt out of their radio. I'm going for a record. I want to mention that word on every podcast I'm on for a month.
What, cunt?
Nice.
Yes.
That should be interesting in the Christmas episode.
We better say Moisty once in a while if you have any Australian fans.
Well, the last Walking Dead Zomcast I did, I called Bono a cunt three times.
Bono?
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's talking about the Spider-Man musical.
Oh,
what
yeah.
the hell does that got to do with The Walking Dead?
Well, we don't talk about that the entire episode. We talk
yeah,
about
it's pretty much like
20
minutes of them not talking about the show, then
awesome.
When they
yeah.
have to talk about the show.
That's a good label for that show.
We talked about the Spider-Man musical and how it's a travesty to civilization.
And I can't wait to see it. It looks like a great disaster waiting to happen. And if I can get in on those $30 tickets,
mark it
I
down,
will...
write down, right now, mark it down, right now. Someone's going
that,
to die
that,
in that show.
Crew of kids sitting in there going, "Oh, do you see how many times they just fucked up? Like, we're counting the mistakes, you know. That'll be the big deal." Did you go see the Spider-Man musical? Yeah, they screwed up 40 times. It was awesome.
That would be so awesome if it was true.
I cannot wait. Like, I'm very seriously considering, I don't even care how much they charge a ticket for that. Like, I think I have to see that live. I think I have to spend $250 and a plane ticket to New York City just to watch a disaster piece happen to me.
You are hardcore.
I am one of these days, I'm actually going to stand in line at the Broadway theater. They have $30 tickets in the morning. So I'm going to get me one of those. I'm going to go see the show in January or February, and I'm just going to love it for how great and special and musical it is.
It looks fucking horrible in every way, shape, and form. But it what the fuck, Nicholas Reed?
He's watching.
They just put down the chest in front of the Vikings and they open it. And it's like, look, we bring you furs. Kill this little white boy. Furs. They're like, we don't offer
don't
you gold or silver. We offer you pelts.
I guess to me, Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark is like The Room, the musical, with a budget of $500
million. Is it five?
$65 million.
There we go.
I mean, it's not that big, but I mean, this. But, I mean, this show.
It is a lot of money.
It's still a lot of money.
I think reading about it somewhere, like I think this show has like spent or overspent well over $100 million in its production, from getting the music from Bono and The Edge, and getting Julie Taymor on staff, and all the special effects and like developing
and never
this
won
new time, this new everything.
I think it's by the time the production officially is supposed to debut, it will be over 100. It's 65 million to this point, but they still have to go through all the previews and whatnot. And I think I read they someone did the math. The show has to sell out for 3 straight years in order just to break even.
Yep.
And very few shows have done that, much less shows that are terrible.
Yeah.
Featuring Swarm, by the way.
So yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see it. But back to TV. Who's are we up to Dylan now? If he's still turn, he's back. He can talk. Do you have a show that you have to speak about, Eric?
It's Dylan's turn.
Okay.
But if I had to pick, I could pick right now.
But he's going.
Okay. I got one. 30 Rock. Anyone watch that?
I've seen it.
Seen any of this season. I've watched up through the end of season 4.
Season 4 was terrible, but this season's better. Every episode was better.
I feel like 30 Rock was a good show, but it became too self-aware. Like, it makes too many jokes at the expense of the NBC, and it's like you have to know NBC's history.
Yeah. And it breaks the fourth wall too much.
Yeah. And that's why I like it.
You see, it was funny and fresh at first, but now they just do it way too often.
I love Arrested Development, and stuff where it breaks the fourth wall reminds me of that show. So.
But yeah. Good show. It has, you know, first 3 seasons I'd recommend at least. And then they just started, like, wink-wink at the audience way too much.
Let's be honest. Anything where Alec Baldwin just gets to be awesome and Alec Baldwin is just automatically good.
No, I don't know if he's laughing at that or if he's watching a movie as well.
Oh,
so.
I'm laughing at you. We're talking about the Phantom? No, wait, the Stranger.
He was the Shadow.
That's
he was the Shadow, and I still kind of love that movie, despite how kind of crappy it is.
Yeah.
But he was the fuck out of the Shadow.
Yeah, but when you think about Alec Baldwin, I don't think of the Shadow. I think of Glengarry Glenn Ross.
And he comes in,
and he just owns it for 10 minutes, and then he's like, peace, I'm out, bitches. I stole the movie from you.
I can have it back, bitch. Peace.
So, Eric,
My Alec Baldwin memory is Miami Blues. If you've never seen it, go rent it. He plays a criminal being chased around by I can't remember this guy's name, and I feel like it's big for not remembering him, but he's the guy who plays Earl on Tremors. But he's running around Miami. Being a criminal, and I'll just tell you how the movie starts. Fucking Alec Baldwin ends up in an airport in Miami, and he's kind of sort of accosted by one of those Buddhist guys in the red or in the orange togas, and because he won't leave him alone, he breaks his finger, and because the Buddhist is a pacifist and so not used to being seeing or experiencing any pain or violence.
Take a bite.
He has a heart attack and dies. And the detective is called in to solve the murder of the Buddhist pacifist.
Hare Krishna, that's what they're called.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Don't you choke on that cookie.
Go rent Miami Blues. Super, super young, skinny Alec Baldwin. You will not recognize him, but he still has all his awesome.
If I was going to pick a movie with a Baldwin in it, I'd go with Biodome.
Oh, God.
Oh, zing.
I think it's your time to pick a show to move on from
I picked Biodome. Oh,
that is not a show.
No,
wait,
like
isn't it your turn, Earl?
No, it's Eric's
turn. Oh, right,
you
skipped over him. That's right. Yeah.
I got a couple
back,
here.
Back
I
to,
pick
back
between
to TV. Am I the only asshole who still watches Supernatural?
Yeah.
I've seen the odd episode this season.
I've never watched it.
I've seen like the first episode because I wanted to see what they would do with Sam, and I just, to be honest, Friday TV. Like, if it's against Rustin, I usually pick Rustin. So.
The first episode of the sixth season was dog shit. Actually, the first three episodes of the sixth season were dog shit, but they've gotten extremely much better as from episode 7 on. But I'm pretty sure no one still watches that show.
Well, I mean, it was a show that was written for 5 seasons, or at least that's what they said, and they ended pretty much all their major storylines and stuff.
Yeah, and it was this a fantastic is like, 5 seasons.
And this is what, like, the third time one of them have come back from the dead?
This would have been... Well, see, I guess Sam never really technically died the last time, but yeah, they have both, I think 2 or 3 times each been killed and been resurrected.
So yeah, after a while.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Pilgrim. Is he gone now?
Yeah, oh yeah, sorry, I'm right here. I'm having mute problems. Okay. I'm gonna say it, and I don't care what you guys think. I know you're not gonna like it, but I enjoy watching me some No Ordinary Family, because it's the worst Fantastic Four knockoff on TV, period.
I've never watched it.
It even has Michael
Chiklis. I have never seen it either.
And I like Michael Chiklis, that little midget, he's a mean booger.
It is a really bad good show.
Yeah. It is. It's a bad good show. Like, I mean, one minute you're like, oh, and then you're like, then you find yourself going, oh man, I hope they make it. You know?
I don't like the show, but I find myself tuning in every week because I kind of want to know what happens.
Yeah, it's a good show, man.
He's still lying
to his parents, isn't he? Last time I saw him, I'm a couple episodes behind.
Yeah.
They're catching on, and then he caught on. They took a pee test, and he got that big black kid.
He was pregnant.
The black kid was pregnant?
No. The urine sample came back, and it said it was pregnant, and he found it.
Okay, you just spoiled it for me. But whatever.
Yeah. You said you seen that episode.
No, I seen. Oh, did I?
It's one of those shows that I don't watch. I keep up with it through the Onion AV Club recaps. It's that and The Event, and there's a couple other ones. That I don't actually watch the show. I just kind of want to know what's happening.
Yeah, how is The Event going? Because I don't want to watch
the show. According to the AV Club reviews, it's going very, very poorly.
I'm not surprised.
I'm positive I am not the only person who saw those commercials in the theater and immediately thought that this show was going to be bullshit.
Oh no, I thought that
was.
No, yes, on me. Like, there's no way. Like, I don't know a single person who is hooked on The Event. Like, if that's your whole marketing is what is this show about? What the fuck are you making a show for?
Yeah, I didn't get into that.
They were trying to recapture that lost mystery surrounding everything.
Yeah, but the mystery of Lost wasn't presented in the ads for it.
But it's NBC. They don't make the greatest decisions in the world.
To be honest, none of the networks.
Because they keep renewing The Office.
Hey, I think The Office. You do not insult The Office here.
Because they bought another season of Outsourced.
I was about to say, that show lasted much longer than I thought.
It got renewed?
I did not think that would last more than 4 episodes, and somehow I think it's their highest rated comedy. On Thursday night.
You know what? You know who's selling out arenas around the world? Jeff Dunham. So.
That's sad.
So sad.
World is a terrible, terrible place.
What can you do? Okay,
he's been here, man. He was just here a couple months ago, and I live in bumfuck nowhere. I live on the vestige of the Outlands, going north. I'm telling you. Past my city is whale blubber. Everything's made out of whale blubber, your clothes, it's what you eat, it's what you smoke, it's what you drink. I'm telling you. And that guy came here, and I don't know about selling out arenas everywhere, seeing as how our arena holds, what, 4,000 people?
I was driving home yesterday, and I live right past the stadiums in Philly, and so I see, like, the billboard that says, coming up this date, blah, blah, blah. And I swear to God, it was too fast for me to be completely sure. But I think it said Jeff Dunham was playing the Wachovia Center, which is the giant hockey arena that they have the Flyers and the Sixers playing.
Yeah, Flyers.
And if he's going there, fuck America.
Not that he's not funny, man. He's funny. He's got his moments.
No, he doesn't.
See, I remember seeing him on a 2.5 minute like Comedy Central stand up spotlight in like 1998. And he is still doing the same jokes with the same characters.
The same quasi-racist.
12 years later. Like, he still has the goddamn jalapeno on a stick that says, I'm a jalapeno on a stick. Like, yeah. He's been doing that character for 12 years. probably longer than that.
Yeah, he's pretty shit. Okay. Whose turn is it?
I think it's your turn, Nick.
My turn. Oh. Shit, might as well drop it now. Doctor fucking Who.
Shit, yeah.
Never heard of it.
Dropping knowledge like it's a motherfucker.
I don't watch it.
Well, you should, honestly, man.
I don't know. You know what? That new guy who started the last guy, I watched that first episode,
what?
And I was like, this is freaking ridiculous. I'm not down with
this. Which one? Matt Smith or David Tennant?
I don't know, some blonde, skinny dude with the new chick, the redheaded chick.
Oh, that's, okay, you Matt don't Smith. Like Matt Smith, you hate Joy.
I was like, the chick's hot, but I didn't like the show.
Can you please send me a text message with your home address because you're getting a bag of shit on fire?
Yeah, good luck with that one.
They don't accept shit into Canada. They only take their own.
That bullshit on that one, too, also.
But no, Doctor Who is awesome. I mean, I can see that they're probably...
I love Matt Smith. I love Matt Smith more than any other previous Doctor.
I like the guy with the fro from the 80s. He was my Doctor Who.
Tom Baker?
I don't even understand the shows back then, and I was like, Doctor Who's okay. But now I'm like,
You should watch the David Tennant episode, because he's pretty cool, too. But I think Matt Smith is better.
No, that's fine. I know it's completely popular, and that's cool. Like, I mean, I just wanted to get it out there right away. I'm the hater.
Fair enough. But Doctor Who is great. It's sci-fi. It's fun. It's British. It's almost barely
even sci-fi. Like, I mean, besides the fact that, like, the framework of the plot is that he's a time traveler, you can pretty much write any possible episode you could possibly think of, and it makes sense in that universe.
Yeah.
You can make a romance story. You can make a war epic. You can make a straight sci-fi story. You can make a thriller. Like, literally, whatever you think you want to write about, you can squeeze it into Doctor Who's mythology and not miss a beat.
Which is why it's sci-fi.
That's why it's awesome. Also, he generally wears fantastic clothing. And at one point, oh my god, Christina Ricci's breasts. And then at one point, he's wearing his head.
I'm sorry. Are we talking about Speed Racer?
Yeah, no, it's the scene with the ninjas, and she runs in wearing, like, pajamas, and they're like, boom, 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 boom. Like, holy shit.
It's just like, you know, sometimes he's wearing fabulous clothes and Christina Ricci's breasts.
Like, I love you, Wachowski. I don't want to say siblings. There you go.
I love that movie.
Wachowski siblings.
I even still laugh.
More
at
like
the
a Nanja. Fuck yeah, John Goodman.
I still even laugh at the Nanja joke, and it's horrible.
It's a great joke because it's so cheesy. So anyway, yeah, Doctor Who is fucking awesome, and the Christmas special is coming up.
The Christmas special is gonna be epic, and I just used the word that I'm trying not to use, but every trailer. It has fucking flying sharks.
It has Michael Gambon in it. Michael Gambon is in it, isn't it?
It's got Dumbledore. It's got Dumbledore the Doctor and fucking flying smoke sharks.
Also Amy Pond.
Mmm.
Amy Pond.
So I guess that leaves us with Tom.
I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV.
Well, shit,
I got,
you do.
I got Doctor Who.
Yeah, got opinions about everything, but I don't watch TV.
He has a tetrabyte and a half a TV show.
A tetrabyte? What's a tetrabyte? Is that like Tetris, but there's information involved? You have to make lines in order to access your information?
Yep.
That would be awesome.
Okay, so... But we're talking... Okay, perfect. Actually, perfect. I actually do watch another show that I've watched since almost the beginning. I feel like we talked about Fringe yet, have we?
No.
Nope.
I'm still getting into the third season here. Shit, just hit the fan last episode.
Whoa, who just did a line?
What?
That sounded like somebody... I'm sorry. Never mind. Wow. I never watched Fringe,
for not liking Matt Smith.
No, I never watched... I've been meaning to watch it. I thought it was centered around that kid from Dawson's Creek, but apparently it's about the blonde girl.
Right?
It is definitely more centered around the blonde girl, and the thing is that probably about less than 10 to 12 episodes, maybe 15 episodes in, you start really liking the kid from Dawson's Creek.
Pace.
He's awesome in the show.
What? Earl, you know the name of the character he played on Dawson's? You freak.
Pacey.
Pacey. Everybody knows the name of
Pacey.
Because there's too many jokes about him.
Ooh, not this cat.
Same, I even...
Of course, I always know him as Charlie, so...
From
the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's another reason for me to hate him. God.
You hate the Mighty Ducks? Oh, you hate hockey.
I don't like hockey. My wife loves the movies. Emilio!
Yeah, if you haven't watched Fringe, it's hard to get into because it's super mythology-based, and the nice thing about it is that the way it starts is kind of like how Supernatural starts, where it's like, quote-unquote, creature of the week, even though in this case it's like, fucked-up incident of the week. But then it quickly develops into something that they, like, you can tell that they had a three-season plan, and they're actually executing on it, which is very good.
So it's like the X-Files, but if they had the X-Files planned out from the beginning rather than just piling it all on at the last minute.
Perhaps.
Cool.
I didn't go past the first season. I got, like, halfway through it, and then I moved. No, wait, was that before I moved? I don't remember if that was before I moved or not. But I didn't catch up to the end of the first season and then just haven't picked up on it since. Like, I didn't dislike the show. It's not like with Heroes where I just stopped watching it because it was terrible. Fringe, I just kind of never picked it back. I did like it, though. Yeah. I loved that pilot. That pilot was amazing.
I've been meaning to check it out. I think I've seen, like, one or two episodes, but...
Did you see the first episode?
I don't remember.
If you watch the first episode and it doesn't hook you, then you won't like the show.
I try to watch as many pilots as I can. Except if I know the show is just going to be terrible, like the Caveman show, outsource the event.
I'm so glad you said outsourced. I don't know why the fuck that show's still on TV.
Again, because NBC doesn't know what to do with their network.
They are the king of bad decisions.
I thought was Fox.
No, Fox is the king of canceling their shows.
Canceling their good shows and then scheduling more American Idol.
Well, yep. They may schedule more American Idols, but does anybody actually watch reality TV?
Nope.
No.
Well, technically, yes, but only in the way that you count, like, Mythbusters as reality TV or something like that.
Okay. You know what?
I don't even count, like, all the, like, the real world.
I see all that shit.
Those aren't reality TV. They are scripted. They are edited to increase drama and shit. So they are in no way reality.
Survivor, Big Brother, Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Any fucking reality show on TV, my wife watches it, man. I play a lot of video games for this reason.
That is something I kind of want to write about in the future, I thought of the other day.
Shit's always in the background, and I mean, you're right, man. It's a lot of crap, and nobody gives a fuck.
No, a lot of people give.
The other day.
That's the problem, yeah.
And
anyone
I ever watched was the Joe Schmo show.
Nonfiction.
Hello? We lost him.
We lost two.
Tom.
Oh.
I'm here.
No.
Oh. I'm here.
There's like four of us talking at once, so maybe that was the problem.
Yeah, I just didn't hear my name being called.
Remind me of this. There's something I want to write about in the future. The fiction of nonfiction.
Say what?
The fiction of nonfiction?
Fiction.
True. I mean, that's fucking reality. I mean, yeah.
That's
He's got it right. I mean, the reality shows are technically filmed in reality, but then edited the fuck out of so it gets the appropriate emotional response.
Exactly.
Though my idea expands far beyond that.
Okay. I mean, even like a show like Penn and Teller's Bullshit, which I love, it's one of my favorite shows.
It's a great show.
It's obviously aggressively edited to be biased. But, I mean, I think the show is absolutely fantastic, and I think Penn Jillette's one of the best people on the planet.
I'm fairly sure Racer X just Hurricane Ronned someone.
He's back to his Speed Racer.
The island, Matthew.
So, I mean...
said Hurricane Rana and nobody questioned me, I think is awesome.
We don't like that movie. Well, I don't. Huh? I was not a fan of that show.
Well, I think it's supposed to be a Frankensteiner, but that's another conversation.
Sure.
So I guess we can finish up with Dillion, and I think we completed the circle again.
Yeah, it's pretty good hour we've done.
Show, pressure's all on you.
Well, I have one of the funniest shows I've seen in a while. Check it out with Dr. Steve Brule. Anyone ever heard of that?
I've never watched it. I like him when he shows up on Tim and Eric, but I've never actually saw him.
Yeah, it's basically just, it's like a fake news show that's like, it looks like it's shot in the 80s at 4 a.m. with a crappy camera. And it's like
that's oddly specific.
Yeah. If you see an episode, you'll know what I mean. It's basically just him interviewing people about stuff, but like he has no idea what he's doing, and he's really stupid, so the interviews are just like terrible, and it's purposely bad so that it's funny. It's funny.
What is this? So, is this the Allie G show?
No, Check It Out is what it's called.
Check It Out with Dr. Steve Wool. It's a spinoff from Tim and Eric's awesome show, Great Job.
Yeah.
It's John C. Reilly's character that appears on that show. He had like a 6-episode series recently.
So I don't know how he became a doctor, though, and like his character, because he is really stupid. But, anyways. So, that's another one. It's probably clips on YouTube. On the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
There's a YouTube? What's a YouTube?
We don't have to do a full discussion of this, but everybody should watch Metalocalypse.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a good show too.
That's a good show too.
Metalocalypse.
That's awesome fucking music.
I've also never seen that show.
Oh god, that show was so great.
I am familiar with.
Yeah, I've seen like my friend, like when I was at somebody in California, had me sit down and watch like the first half of the first season.
It's so great. It's so insanely violent, but like goofy at the same time. Like graphically, like graphically in terms of very specific ways that human bodies come apart and organs and shit. It's very detailed, but it's also incredibly goofy.
Interesting.
Like they kill millions of people in this show as a band. The band ends up with somehow killing all these people, and yet they continue to be the biggest band in the world.
I do remember seeing a clip somewhere of like them like landing a stage in Antarctica and just like smashing hundreds of people.
Yeah, it's amazing. Every episode is like that. And every episode continues, and I know we talked about this word before, but every episode really is epic. Like, they do it on purpose. They want everything to seem like it is the biggest thing ever.
Okay. I'll start watching it. It'll fill the time, and I can't believe we haven't talked about this, Mr. Reed. Right. But because, I mean, in less than a month and a half, we're all going right back to the Danger Zone!
Oh, fucking right. I forgot about Archer.
Archer, yes. My buddy showed me an episode of that the other day. I was like, my God, this is crude, lewd, rude. I like it.
Is it on the Netflix Instant in Canada? Because they have the entire first season on here.
Yeah, that's why I watched it. It's an awesome spy show.
It is fucking hilarious. And there's running jokes.
It is amazing.
If you watch them on order, there is jokes that carry over from episode to episode. And it is fantastic.
Yep. And I think the episode with the blimp might be one of the best single half hour episodes of the last 2 years. That episode destroys me.
I'd agree. It is definitely in there.
Yeah. Yay to Adult Swim.
Yay to Adult Swim.
FX. FX.
Yeah, Archer's FX, not Adult Swim.
My bad.
But, oh, I know another one I want to mention quickly. The Venture Brothers.
Yeah, Nick just mentioned that.
We talked about that. Holy
no,
crap.
No, I think that was when he was dropping in and out.
Yeah,
yeah, my internet disconnected.
I went on and on about Venture Brothers for a while.
Fucking Canada and their internet.
No, it's not my internet. I'm using a laptop, but my room's like in a lead box, so I can't like connect anything.
You're hiding from Superman, huh?
You have lead-lined walls.
Yep.
So, is there any show anybody else wants to mention that they think they might have forgot?
Earth's Mightiest Avengers. Or wait, what's it called?
Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Thanks, Earl.
Is Batman the Brave and the Bold getting canceled?
It's not getting canceled. It's not getting canceled. It's running its course. Cartoon Network doesn't usually do more than 65 episodes for a TV show. And it's going to reach a six. I mean, there's still something like 15 episodes left, but it's going to move on, and they're going to do a new Batman cartoon in 2011.
Well, I will not miss Brave and the Bold.
I will miss Brave and the Bold so much.
Badger, man. That guy rules.
Yeah. It's actually kind of, because I don't think Batman has been off TV in the last 20 years? 18,
yeah,
I guess?
Yeah.
Really?
He's been off for like bits and pieces at a time.
Kind of.
Once one show would end, then the next one would start up like a year later or 6 months or something like that. But there was never a significant period of time.
Yeah, what I meant is like Because like when the Batman and the Brave and the Bold started, it's like 8 months later in the same year. Like I think the Batman ended in March and Brave and the Bold started in October of that year.
Since the animated series started in the 90s, there hasn't been a significant period of time without some sort of show that Batman was on.
Yeah, they're already talking about doing a live-action show after the third movie.
That sounds like a bad idea.
I really hope it's
That's
Gotham Central.
Awesome idea.
If it's at Gotham Central, I'd be there day one.
That's why it would be an awesome idea.
No, not Birds of Prey. Gotham Central. They need a superhero procedural cop show. They have enough other cop shows. Why not one with superheroes?
Then why not do Damage Control?
I don't know what Damage Control is.
It's in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, it's the same thing. It's in the Marvel Universe.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Did I mention half of Batman's a knockoff of Marvel Universe? But that's a different podcast.
How is half of Batman a knockoff? Doesn't Batman precede the entire Marvel Universe?
Yeah, Marvel predates the... I mean, Batman predates the Marvel Universe by like 30 years.
Whoa, but not the Gotham and whatever you're talking at.
Gotham Central?
Never mind. Okay, you know what? Here we go. I picked a fight with four Batman fans again. You sit down and say, you win, all right?
Just say Batman.
If
we
you
always
want to do it, make sure I'm not around because I am like up on Batman history.
So, okay, tell us about this Damage Control then.
Never
I know
mind.
All about.
It's the same thing. They do what
It is entirely
they do
different.
Superhero Damage Control.
That's not what Gotham Central is.
Gotham Central is about the police department.
Well, that's the way you just described it to me.
Gotham Central is an actual police department. They just happen to be in Gotham City, so crazy shit happens.
Deals
in Gotham
with
City.
Superhero follow.
No,
right?
Is that not,
oh,
no, no,
it,
no
it,
not at all.
Like one of my favorite
regular shit, except they're in Gotham City. So regular shit.
Description. They
deal with regular shits, but they're in Gotham City, so regular shit just happens to include a guy in clown makeup and a dude who's a scarecrow.
Or a guy with a freeze gun and stuff like that. And like one of the first arcs actually deal with Mr. Freeze and them trying to solve the case before Batman does, because they kind of feel like, you know, cops don't get any respect in Gotham because they always feel that everything's handled by the Batman. And
most of the cops in Gotham are corrupt.
Yes. Except for the ones on the show. Well, actually, that's not even true, because that's how the series ends with that corrupt cop who killed. Let's not ruin it for people who actually want to read it. So, yes, I always
recommend
it. Yeah, I haven't
seen the ending, thanks.
I didn't say anything.
You said something about a corrupt cop.
You said the bad guy won.
I said nothing. That could mean a million different things. I didn't say any characters. I didn't say anything specific.
You don't get upset that you spoiled it for Dylan.
So I always recommend checking out Gotham Central. It's probably one of my favorite comic book series ever.
It's
only like 40 issues.
All right.
It's also why I checked out Powers, because I wanted something in my life to fill that void. But
like
yeah, we always somehow end up talking about comic books on this show. So I think, unless anybody has anything to add, that should do it for this episode. Yes, no, maybe so.
I'm out of beer. We're done.
I think that's.
Okay.
I think that's about everything I watched.
My presence was a present. I was right. My presence was a present.
Oh! Once again, I feel honored, my friend.
So, yeah, as always, you know, if you like this show, or if you use iTunes and just want to help me out anyhow, you can rate us on iTunes. I like using the 5-point scale. Anything from 5 to 5 works for me.
Yes!
And. I don't know when we decided, sometime in January, but if you want to start even your pick for like movie of the year, worst movie, best ex-military elite team-up movie of the year.
That's a hard category.
And how many movies are in that category? 1?
4! We've had this discussion before.
I've actually already made my list of all those categories you gave me.
Okay. The nominees were Red, The Losers, A-Team, and The Expendables.
Oh.
I didn't pick any of them, actually.
Which did you go with?
I'm not going to tell you. I want it to be a surprise.
Well, if there's other nominees, I'd have to hear them.
But you probably wouldn't accept them as a nominee, so I won't tell you what it is.
So that's your strategy? As long as I don't know it, I can't deny you using it?
Exactly.
Nice. So if you want to leave your picks for that, or cheat like Nicholas does, you can call us at 347-470-6373.